And this news update's being brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack? Your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. The Caro Area District Library has been awarded a national grant aimed at improving accessibility for rural communities. The library is one of 300 across the country selected for the American Library Association's Libraries Transforming Communities Initiative. The program supports small and rural libraries in better serving people with disabilities. Caro's award includes $10,000, which can be used to replace an outdated entrance ramp. The current ramp, built in the late 1970s, does not meet modern accessibility standards under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And library officials said the upgrade comes after feedback from patrons, including a wheelchair user, who noted the ramp's too steep and narrow for safe use. As part of the program, staff will also complete training on leading community discussions, then host a public conversation focused on improving physical access to the library. Residents interested in participating are encouraged to contact the library directly. The grant is part of a nationwide effort led by the American Library Association in partnership with the Association for Rural and Small Libraries, to help libraries expand their role as inclusive community spaces. And in Saginaw County, a nearly two-year-old homicide investigation has led to an arrest in the shooting death of a retired Bay City teacher. Authorities say 23-year-old Bryce Rowley of Swartz Creek has been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder in connection with death of an 80-year-old John Strachan. Strachan, a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School, was fatally shot while driving along I-75 near Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17, 2024. Investigators at the time indicated the shooting was random, but few additional details were released. According to court records, surveillance footage placed Rowley and Strachan together prior to the shooting, and cell phone data reportedly showed the two were in close proximity at the time of the incident. The case remained unsolved for nearly 2 years before the recent arrest. Rowley had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Shration's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing. In the Strachan case, no motive has been publicly identified. Michigan State Police continued investigative efforts ultimately led to an arrest. Rowley's currently being held without bond in Saginaw County Jail as the case moves forward. And Michigan is recognizing April as Autism Acceptance Month, with state leaders highlighting programs that support residents on the autism spectrum and their families. Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined several state departments and advocacy groups to promote awareness and inclusion, emphasizing the importance of expanding opportunities for people with autism across Michigan. State officials say services are available at every stage of life, from early diagnosis and education to job training and employment support. Agencies including the Departments of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Education and Health, and Human Services are working with community partners to improve access to care, training, and workforce programs. According to federal data, autism is one of the fastest-growing developmental disabilities in the country, affecting about 1 in 31 children and millions of adults. Employment remains a challenge, though officials note that job replacement rates improved significantly with vocational rehabilitation services. Michigan programs such as the Michigan Rehabilitation Services and the Michigan Career and Technical Institute offer training and job support, while education initiatives help students transition into adulthood. Health officials also provide services ranging from behavioral therapy to housing and family support. Advocates say increasing acceptance and reducing stigma are key to helping individuals with autism succeed, pointing out that many bring valuable skills to their workforce and their communities. State leaders say the goal is to ensure every resident with autism has access to the resources they need to live independently and thrive. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Every Wednesday night, the Pizza Shack in Bad Axe features their delicious all-you-can-eat pizza buffet from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The buffet features three different kinds of pizza, along with cheesy bread, dough balls, a full salad bar, and cinnamon balls to wrap it up. There's something for everyone. It's just $10.99 for adults, $5.99 for kids ages 6 to 10, and kids 5 and under eat free, making it the best dinner deal in town. You'll find the Pizza Shack at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just 6 blocks north of the M142 and M53 intersection in downtown Bad Axe, serving fresh, hot pizza 7 days a week. The Pizza Shack also offers grinders, chicken wings, loaded mac and cheese, salads, and desserts. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. For takeout or more information, call 989-623-0399 and follow the Pizza Shack on Facebook. The Pizza Shack. Less cooking, more pizza.
And we're back with a look at more news. Following their successful splashdown in the Pacific Ocean, the four crew members of the Artemis II mission are undergoing medical evaluations aboard the USS John P. Murtha today. The mission, which was the first human flight around the moon in over half a century, is being hailed by NASA as a flawless execution of deep space capability. The crew, led by Commander Reid Wiseman, released a joint statement in the morning urging global unity. They described the view of Earth from the lunar far side as a fragile lifeboat, a sentiment that NASA hopes will invigorate international cooperation for the upcoming Artemis III lunar landing mission, scheduled for late 2027. In less than 24 hours after a 32-hour Orthodox Easter ceasefire took effect, both Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of launching fresh artillery strikes. The Kremlin declared truce was intended to allow civilians to observe their holiday, but reports from the front line suggest that the fighting had not subsided. In Kyiv, officials dismiss the ceasefire as a cynical trap used by Russia to reposition troops. Meanwhile, Moscow claimed the Ukrainian forces ignored the stand-down order and targeted Russian positions, highlighting the deep mistrust that continues to stall any meaningful peace negotiations. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack, your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.